SBS Radio.
Australians have long worshipped at the altar of sport, but the benefits of this religion, if that's what it is, have only flowed in one direction, as Sex Discrimination Commissioner Kate Jenkins notes.
We have a long history, though, of male participation in sport and at the elite level, and a lot of sponsorship and media that spotlights men.
Elizabeth Broderick is the founder of the Male Champions of Change Institute that works with influential leaders to redefine men's role in taking action on gender inequality. Its Pathway to Pay Equality report outlines a structured approach to getting equal pay for male and female athletes.
Really, it's about a pathway over the next 5 years which would see women paid equally with men as elite athletes. And it's not just about that. Also, it's about access to sport. It's about women's participation in sport equally with men. It's about equal investment and sponsorship in sport.
The initiative has united the chief executives of the largest sporting organisations in the country. Craig Tilley is the CEO of Tennis Australia.
There's a commitment from the leaders of those sports to make change, and that has to be, and that they've done made this commitment publicly, and that has to be first and foremost. Then the follow-on from that is to introduce a series of initiatives that needs to be actioned.
The NRL, AFL and Football Federation Australia are among those involved. Signatories will report on their pay equity performance yearly and assess themselves against 16 measures, as Craig Tilley explains.
Well, I think it's magnificent that we finally have the report out into the market, and that there's much improved transparency about the performance of sport as it relates to ensuring that there's equity for elite athletes. And our organization, Tennis, for some time have been saying that we need to be on a pathway to pay equity, and we need to be there now.
Sex Discrimination Commissioner Kate Jenkins says the report outlines clear steps which need to be taken.
How do you pay women who do the same amount of training quite often, have the same travel expenses, and are performing to an elite level? How do we reward them and not just assume that, well, it's because people don't watch them? Because that's changing rapidly.
The report also looks at ways for codes, sponsors, government and media to take action. Deborah Healy is a professor in sport and law at the University of New South Wales and says arguments against equal pay for women athletes don't stack up.
What this does is make officials focus on it, aside from, oh, they don't get the viewers, or people don't come to watch them, they're not as popular. I think those arguments are rebutted in the report.
Professor Healy is hoping the initiative can close the sporting pay gap sooner by getting other Australians on side.
I think it sends a really big message to young girls about you can have a future playing professional sport if you're good enough, you can aspire to it. But I also think that it sends a message to the general community which says we really value women's sport.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.